Good morning. We've been talking a lot about Ayin Hara and the effectiveness and the danger from an Ayin Hara. And today we're going to talk about ways to protect from an Ayin Hara. And that could be up front to avoid an Ayin Hara, or after the fact that it's already happened, how to maybe cleanse oneself from an Ayin Hara. So as an initial matter, in fact, the Svarim in Chazal, the Sifrei Rishonim and Achronim, they bring a number of etzos ma'asios, practical etzos advice, l'halacha, l'maisa, in order to prevent an ayin hara, to protect from an ayin hara. And I'm now going to quote a line from the Sefer Ayin Hara Be'in Hayadus. He says as follows, that even though shebechalkan, part of them, some of them, ein anu mevinim es derech pula, some we don't know how they work, nonetheless, having said that, chazaka aleihem shiyesh bem sodos ne'elami v'nizkavim b'binazeinu. It's a chazaka that, in fact, there are certain secretive ways, things that are unknown to us and above our ability to understand, but that fact that we don't understand them does not mean they're not effective. They indeed will be effective. So we're going to talk about one in particular today. And this one is actually fairly obvious, and we mentioned it in the past, and we're going to go into a little bit more detail today. And this is based on a Gemara that says that when we keep things secretive, we don't publicize them, that is a protection from Ayin Hara. And we'll see shortly that not only does it avoid the downside of an Ayin Hara, but in fact it brings bracha in of itself when we do things in a more modest, or not a more modest, in a very modest way. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this is a quote from the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak says as follows. It's actually a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Membeis Amud Aleph, and it's also a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Ches Amud the bracha is only found in something that is hidden from the eye. And he brings a pasuk, Shinemar Yitzav Hashem Itchas a bracha ba'asamech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha, what in your asamecha, and the drasha is something that is samui munayin, that is hidden from the eye. So we have a bracha. There is not a bracha found except something that is samui munayin, and Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael continue and say as follows, in a bracha mitzuya ala bedavar she'ein ha'ein sholetes ba, a bracha will only found in something that the eye does not see. In other words, again, something that is tanua, something that is hidden. So the Maharsha explains as follows what's going on here. Mipnei ayin hara. There is a bracha from things that are not seen, that are hidden. We're going to avoid an ayin hara. Why is that? So the Maharsha continues. Maharshim birchaso shel adam gluya le'ein abrios. If somebody has his bracha, it could be his wealth, it could be his kavod, it could be having a fancy house, whatever it may be, his bracha is on display to others. Sholetes bo ayin hara mem. He has an ayin hara from them. They are the B, he's the A. A can be flaunting it, or maybe not even flaunting it, but it's on display for others to see, that will cause the bees of the world to plant an ayin hara onto A. Haresha ayin hara zegoremis limnoa mimenu bracha. And when somebody has an ayin hara, that prevents a bracha. So if we keep it under wraps, keep it quiet, there will not be an ayin hara, and it will have bracha. So continuing here, an interesting point, as mentioned before, it's not only on the downside that somebody is avoiding an ayin hara, but there is upside as well. Lo rak shein bracha shora bedavar shein samui ma'ayin. It's not only that there won't be a bracha, that when something is not hidden, so something that is not hidden, it's not simply that there won't be a bracha on it. Ela shebedavar samui ma'ayin af mitfaseses habracha. When something is hidden from the eye, it will have additional bracha. So that is the critical thing. This is really brought out in another Gemara, that when Alexander Mukdam, he approaches Zikne HaNegev and he asked them 10 questions. So the Gemara says as follows. It's Gemara in Tami, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Alef, Asara Dvarim, Shal Alexandros Mukdam es Rab Zikne HaNegev, asked them 10 things. One of them was, what can cause somebody to die prematurely? So, interesting question. Ma'ase Adam Kadesh Yamud Kodam Zmano. Somebody causes his own death prematurely. So the Gemara answers, it's a Zikne HaNegev answer, Alexander Mukdam, as follows, Yichyes Atzma. What does that mean? Yichya etzatzmo, should bring himself alive. So the Mefarish there, that is Miyuchas to Rashi, says, what is Yichya etzatzmo? Yigba etzatzmo, you should elevate yourself. When we talk kach, yitnu bo habrios ayin ra'a, v'yiknu bo v'yamus. If somebody elevates himself, he displays himself, he shows himself off, forms of arrogance and the like, showing off your bracha, indeed that will cause an ayin hara, people will be jealous, and that could cause your death. So that's the same concept here. When somebody puts himself on display, or his assets on display, when he causes jealousy of others, indeed that causes the problem. And in fact, that is a similar concept to we see in the Zohar, that Bilam wanted to see Klal Yisrael in order to curse them. So that is seeing, that is not samui min ha'ayin. He wanted to see them, curse them. And the protection, says the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he put his Shechina upon them. So he spread out his Shechina on Klal Yisrael. In other words, to make them samuyin u'mechusin me'enav shel Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered them in order to hide them from the eyes of Bilam. So only if Bilam could see them, could he curse Klal Yisrael. But as long as he could not see them, because the Shechina was covering them, then that was a protection for Klal Yisrael. And in fact, this extends to an interesting minhag. The Zohar says as follows, Shekisui HaBen, when a father covers his son up with his sudra, with his covering, with his shawl, for example, this is the best way to protect against ayin hara of other people seeing him. And in fact, so based on that concept, there's a minhag that some have, that when a father brings his son the first time to the Talmud Torah, to school, to learn letters, to learn Aleph Beis, he puts his talis over him, or he puts his shawl over him to cover him up. And many people say, why do we have such a minhag? What are you doing that for? That you're covering up your son, you're hiding him, you're bringing him to Talmud Torah. And based on this Zohar, the concept is to avoid an ayin hara. So the first time bringing him to learn Aleph Beis in nursery or in kindergarten, whatever the case may be, some people have the minhag of covering that child. In other words, we want to cover it up. So it's some way mean ayin. This child cannot be seen by others, so there's not going to be an ayin hara. And one other point on this, and that Rav Chaim Palagi says that this applies even b'dvarim shel kedusha, our avodas Hashem, maisa mitzvahs al Yisrael Adam, we shouldn't put it on public display for other people to see. Aliyasa kol samui me'ein abrios, we should do it in a very tsanua, modest way so people can't see it, in order to avoid an ayin hara. So there we have it in a nutshell. There are many other examples of this, but the nutshell is, when doing any acts that can cause envy, can cause jealousy of others, we should do it in a way that is samui min ha'ayin, that it is in a very modest way. It's not on display. We don't want people to see it. We want to avoid publicity in order to avoid the ayin hara, the jealousy of others, and to avoid an ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.